Our text for this morning is the Gospel reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 40 to 52. I share with you again these words, beginning at verse 46. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he had spoke to them. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, Jesus and Mary and Joseph were on a journey. But it was not just a journey from Nazareth to Jerusalem and back again. It was a journey that most parents and their children take. A journey from the place where children are kept close to their parents, and they constantly have to keep telling them what to do, and they help them with their homework, and the child believes, "My mom and dad know everything." To the place where parents can't help with homework anymore, because much of this stuff they've never even heard of, and you can't tell them anything, and they don't want to be seen with their parents, because my mom and dad don't know anything. And parents just shake their heads at their children saying, "I just don't understand them." Until they finally arrive at that place where parents wait for their children to come by to help them figure out this electronic device or website. And the children think to themselves, "You know, I should talk to mom and dad about this because they know a lot." Along the way, they come to the point I remember being at when I told my high school physics teacher, "I don't understand this." And he said to me, "Good. Because you never learn anything new unless first you don't understand." This is a journey that we constantly need to travel with our Heavenly Father, a journey that leads toward better understanding. As we look at our text this morning, we see that we need to understand God's ways for us. We see that Jesus came to understand his place in our salvation. And we see that we come to God's house for understanding. Let's think first about how we need to understand God's ways for us. We read, "When the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. But supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress.' And finally, they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them." Mary and Joseph were on a familiar path. They had every year taken this trip from Nazareth to Jerusalem, so it was a familiar route. They went with a group of friends and relatives from Nazareth, so they had familiar relationships. It was a familiar routine. And Jesus was probably familiar with it too. Probably just like back home, he went off every day to play with his friends and his cousins and came home at supper time. It seemed natural for him to do that too. But even when you're on a familiar path, it can take an unexpected turn. And when you're not paying attention, before you know it, everything is bewildering and frightening. When Jesus doesn't come home for supper that first night, they panic. It takes them another full day to retrace their steps back to Jerusalem. Finally, the third day now, they find him in the temple. Their heads are still spinning. They don't understand why this has happened or Jesus' explanation or anything. All of this happens during Passover. This is an annual reminder that God had called Israel to be on a journey, starting with strange things, plagues, and unleavened bread, and blood splashed on door frames, and walking through the sea, a journey on an unmarked path to a place they've never been before, a journey in which they did not know the way except that God was with them leading the way. A journey that finally ended for them in the promised land. God has called us on this journey as well. We also are part of a group, a church family. It's interesting to me that the Greek word for group in verse 44, the group they were in, the Greek word is synod. That means a group that is traveling together. As we go along, we get used to familiar things. Familiar people, familiar words, familiar hymns, familiar routines, many of which we may have known from childhood. Familiar can be good, except that we may not pay attention then to what things really mean, to what the words are really saying. And so we don't realize how much we don't really understand. And so we're easily distracted, like people driving while talking on a cell phone or texting. And before we know it, the unexpected happens, the unfamiliar, we turn a corner and there's a surprise in our way. There's an accident. There's sickness. Loss of a job. Loss of a loved one. We had assumed Jesus was with us on our way, but now it's gotten dark. And we don't know where he is. It can be frightening. It can be confusing. It seems we don't really know or understand the things that we had assumed we did. And so we struggle to remember, what was it that God said? What were we doing? What did it mean? Our text reminds us that it's time for us, too, to go back and find Jesus. Jesus, who came to an understanding of his place in our salvation. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know I must be in my Father's house?" And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Although I suspect Mary may have doubted it in times like this, I think Mary and Joseph raised Jesus well. They sent him to synagogue school. They helped him with his homework. I think when it finally came time for his bar mitzvah at age 12, it's like confirmation, he was a star pupil. And now he was considered a grown man. He was an amazing boy. He amazed the teachers in the temple. He amazed his parents, the text tells us. But along the way, he had obviously discovered something that may at first have amazed him as well, which he later explained to his disciples was right there in plain sight, except they didn't see it until he pointed it out to them. And that may have been happening to these teachers in the temple as well. And that is that the whole scriptures, all the writings about kings and shepherds and sacrifices and priests and prophets were all about him. They were all pointing to him as the Messiah. Now, Luke does not tell us what he was discussing with these teachers in the temple when his parents found him, but he does tell us that it was Passover time. And so why would it not be that they were discussing? The need to be set free by God's miraculous power. The lamb whose blood saved the children from death. The miraculous bread that came down from heaven. The passing through the waters of the sea that drowned their enemies. All of this shows God's way to life is through death. His way of salvation is through the suffering and the sacrifice of a substitute. Jesus understood who his real Father was. So he understood what he had to do and where he had to be. His place was in the temple, because that was the place of sacrifice. His place was under the law to fulfill it perfectly. And so his role was submission, including submission to his parents. And so he went home with them. But he would return to that temple every Passover until that Passover when he was the final sacrifice and the perfect lamb whose blood saves all of us from death. So when we don't see Jesus with us, in difficult times, times of struggle and stress, times of suffering and loss, times of fear and death. That is exactly when Jesus is with us, in all of those things. And we discover this when we seek Him where He is to be found. We come to God's house for understanding. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And he said to them, "Why are you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. Today we are installing the officers and board members of our congregation. They're to be about the business of our Father's house. They will need understanding of God's word and his ways. But Jesus was still doing what the Father had for him to do when he was back in Nazareth, working and learning and growing in favor by the way he dealt with people. We also live as our Father's children in all that we do, at home, at work, in school, with our friends. So we too keep seeking Jesus to understand him. And our search brings us back to this house, because here's where we find him in his sacraments. Here's the miraculous bread and the blood of the Lamb which frees us from death and slavery to sin. Here's the water which we and our children pass through that drowns the evil one. Because of what Jesus went on to do Because of what Jesus went to his place to do in our place, I'm going to repeat that again. Because of what Jesus went to do in his place, in our place, so we can come to our Father's place in heaven. But we also go to this house where Jesus is with us. And from this house, after Passover, God traveled with the people. He was with them, showing his presence in the cloud that was always over the tabernacle that moved around with them. Then he was to be found in only one place, that temple in Jerusalem where everybody had to go to celebrate and worship. Now the place of God is again moving. The place is the person of Jesus. That's where God is found. And for us today, the place of God, where God is found, is his word that we have in the Bible, which we can carry with us everywhere in our hearts. Now, like Mary, we may not yet fully understand these words that God says to us, but we keep on treasuring them in our hearts because, like Mary, we may tend to forget or overlook things that we should already know. God's words, such as today's epistle reading, points out that God has made known to us the mystery of his will in Christ. His purpose is to redeem us, to give us an eternal inheritance by adopting us by his grace through Jesus. We need to understand God's will and his ways for us, to regularly walk with him without taking him for granted. As Jesus came to understand his place in salvation, he knew he had to submit and be a sacrifice as our Savior. And so we come to God's house for understanding, because here his word and his sacraments lead us through life with him to life with him forever in the heavenly temple. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.